everybody. Welcome back to the Trig Podcast. Joe goes to me in this beautiful Monday, February 24th, 2025. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome back to this episode. Talking today about advice to my son. Advice to my son. So you may or may not know, if you follow me on Instagram, at David Trig, that I have, first of all and foremost, a beautiful wife of almost 30 years, beautiful Rochelle. And then together we have three amazing young adults. And our young boy, our baby, my baby boy, David, he's 21. And he's away to college. But every week or two, we talk on the phone. We just talked on the phone yesterday for like 2 hours, which was a joy. And then I also text him and I write him emails. Sometimes I print them when he's home. And I give him just consejos, you know, like we say in Spanish. Or as we used to call it, predicas con papi. And I wanted to share with you, in case you are a young man, a young woman, or maybe you have a young person in your life, the latest advice list that I gave my beautiful son. He was asking me about how to have peace. And if you can imagine, he's got two jobs and work and school and gym and homework and being far from home and all the things. He also has a church. He plays drums there. He has a Bible study. Tries to go surfing there in Santa Barbara, of course, beautiful waves. So he's trying to figure out how to find peace in his life. And so I gave him these few thoughts. First, I told him that peace is different than feeling happy or successful. In fact, it depends on your personality, but some of us that are high achievers and that want to do great things in life, right? I mean, everyone wants that. We may struggle with finding peace. You may be pursuing happiness. You might be pursuing a relationship. You might be pursuing even a relationship with God or money, success, beauty, fitness, relationships, whatever you want. But peace is something that is difficult to come by. The Bible talks about that Jesus offers a peace that surpasses all understanding. So in other words, there is a peace that is not normal. It comes from God. But what can we do? So the first thing I told my beautiful son is that for me, and I think for him, seeking peace first is the best thing you can pursue. As I said, more than money, success, happiness, relationship, good grades, a perfect job or a great job, or more than any of that, peace is something that it really is like a river, like justice, right? Like Amos says, let justice run like a river. When you find peace, it is like a river that waters your whole life. It gives you perspective. Do you find yourself lacking perspective? Seek the peace of God. Do you find yourself restless? Seek the peace of Christ. So that's number one, prioritize peace. Number two is to find a place where you can be alone. Especially for men, but like I said, everyone needs these tips. Being alone is not easy. And being alone provides a place where you can commune with God. The Bible says in Matthew 5 and 6, when you're praying, go to your quiet space, to your quiet room, and alone, where you can be alone with your Father in heaven and pray. And I was reading my father-in-law's Bible the other day, rest in peace, my dear Dad Baker. He's now in heaven with Jesus. But I have his favorite Bible with all these notes, and I was reading that passage out of Matthew 5, and next to it he says, my couch, his couch, or his chair. And I remember seeing him through the years sitting on that chair, on that couch, spending time with God, writing, reading, taking naps, reflecting, talking, praying. And for me, that quiet place, I think it's just my couch, sometimes maybe my bed, at times my garage. So I was telling my son, find your quiet place where you can be alone with God. Number two, or I guess, yeah, that's number two. Number three is to then work, do something productive and work hard. Work hard. I think working hard is another great way to find peace, because you feel productive, you feel significant, you feel proud, you earn money no matter how much or how little it is. You feel proud of that money and you can invest it, use it, spend it, save it, give it, whatever. And when you don't have a source of income that comes from your work, And it doesn't have to be physical. It could be digital. It could be using your mind. It could be online. But I think that doing physical work is so important. Now, you may think that doing physical work is not rest or it's not peaceful, but the opposite is true. It's like working out. When you do something physical, when you earn money, when you get a job, when you maybe get a better job, when you tell yourself, you know, I'm done with this and I'm going to pursue my dreams, then you feel a sense of wholeness and integrity. You feel like God is with you. You feel like you're honoring God with your talents, and it gives you peace. The next one is to do something creative. Creativity is divine. In the beginning, God created. He's a creative God. When you and I create, I was telling David, you're being like Jesus. Now, we may think, well, how was Jesus creative? Well, I don't think he talked much about creativity, although I think as a carpenter, growing up with a father who was a carpenter, you can't help but think of Jesus as someone who did well with his hands, building and shaping things and being creative, being, like I said, laborious, using his hands for good work. And so it's beautiful when you find something, a creative outlet. It can be music, it can be writing, it could be, you know, a lot of people think and feel like they're not creative. The way that you talk to kids can be a very creative thing. My wife teaches, and she's not a singer or a painter or a dancer, but she's so creative with the students, her students. Being creative is such a beautiful way to express yourself. It could be through your clothing, through your nails, through your makeup, through the way you take pictures. Maybe you make your own dress or you make your own clothes. You write music, of course, for many of us. Being creative is being like God. And that brings peace to your soul. The next one is exercise, as I mentioned. And there's two kinds of exercises that I was recommending to him. One that is more physical and strenuous, and one that is more quiet and wholesome. So, for example, lifting weights might be the more laborious or strenuous exercise, whereas yoga or maybe swimming or being in a sauna or a Pilates, or it could be doing yoga. There are some things that are more peaceful, but both are very effective. And of course, we know the endorphins are released, the happiness drug, you could call it. And all of those things release stress and emotions and baggage and anxiety and depression. And so moving your body in both very physical ways, but also in peaceful ways, is something that I advise, that I try to do. And we could say that Jesus did that. It says that he would often leave to a quiet place. Of course, we know that he walked everywhere. Back in those days, there weren't any cars or airplanes, so they walked or they would get on camels. So it was a very physical lifestyle. That's why you don't see many people that were overweight back in those days. The next one is to have a place in nature, is to find a place out in nature that gives you peace. Back to Jesus, he said often that he would go out to a quiet place. We know that he loved being in the lake because he was with fishermen all the time. We know that in Psalm 19, David says that when I look at the heavens, the moon, and the stars, I saw made, what is man? But Psalm 19 talks about how that the heavens declare the glory of God. I have a friend who I ask him often, when do you find peace with God? And he says, when I'm out in nature. Being out in nature, surfing, mountains, climbing, maybe even just looking at pictures of the mountains or of beautiful scenery on your phone or your TV. But being actually in the dirt, in the air, meaning breathing the fresh air, in the water, like people say, digging your toes into the mud, into the dirt. There's nothing like that. Every night I walk Roxy, my dog, and we go out and just for a 20-minute, 30-minute walk. And it's just beautiful to be out there. You know, it's funny, even though here we're in the LA area in Long Beach, I look up every night because we go like at 8 p.m., 8:30 p.m., and there's stars. And I saw like one of the SpaceX rockets the other night, and there's a star that's so bright that I saw. And even tonight I saw more stars that maybe I just didn't notice them before. Something peaceful. There's something so peaceful about being out in nature, being out with God. It gives rest to your soul. And then the last one that I gave him is to stay away from addictions, from relationships that are toxic, from places that are aggressive or people that are angry or mad, people that bring you a lack of peace, or places, or if you drink too much, you smoke too much, or you eat too much, or you have sleeping habits that aren't very good, or you have relationships, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a family member, people at school or at work that you know are bad for you. Stay away from people that are violent. They're people that are aggressive. I mean, sometimes we can't. We have to kind of deal with those people, but you don't have to make them your best friends. You don't have to seek them out. My father would always say to me, son, fear the Lord and shun evil. That's a verse from the Bible. In other words, honor God, but also say no to evil. I think when we say no to evil, we feel connected to God. We feel holy. Holy, does that mean perfect? Just means that we're set apart, that we're committed to God. But when we're doing all the wrong things and giving in to the worst of us, we have no peace. We have no peace with God. We have no peace with ourselves. And then maybe the last tip that I didn't give him because he already knows Jesus, but if you maybe are someone who's not a Christian, I would say the last tip and the most important is to find peace with God. Go back to church, listen to the Bible app, listen to videos online about Jesus, and maybe read through the book of Matthew or Romans, listen to sermons, worship songs, talk to your Christian friends. If you're into spirituality, get away from all that stuff and find a church where there's the message of God and the message of Jesus, where he is being talked about and people are encouraging you to walk in the ways of God. Find Jesus. Find peace with God. A lot of people feel like they are angry at God, or God is not real, or maybe they have church hurt, or maybe they're disappointed that God didn't come through for them. I can't take that away from you. Those are real things. But come back to the Lord. No matter how far you feel, how much of a black sheep you are, or maybe you've been the perfect person and you feel like, yeah, I don't need God. Remember that it's not about being perfect. It's about having peace with God, peace within your heart that only comes from God. So those are some of the things that I was telling my son, and I hope that they can help you along your own journey. My prayer for you today is that you will find peace within, peace without, and peace with God. And that you will apply some of these tips so that you can be a man or woman of gozo, a woman of peace, and that you can share that peace with others in Jesus' name. If you would like my coaching, you can email me, text me. You can find me on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, and all those places, on YouTube. Send me a text, send me an email, trig@davidtrigg.com, or DM me on Instagram at davidtrigg. Thanks again for being here. I'll see you next time. Adios. Don't like the way I am. Why don't you fit?